Yes, welcome to the debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here, and I'm driving to Olinda in the Dandenongs, which is the mountains near Melbourne, with none other than Mike Goldstein.
Hey, Dave.
The king of phone hacks and Brad Oakes.
Yeah, the guy who lives in the back of Dave's car.
The king of this podcast, it's fair to say. I'm the king.
I'm merely a jester.
All right. Have you been on more than anyone else, Oaksy?
Oaksy has.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes Oaksy, then Kappa.
I'm like a family retainer.
Yeah. He gets $5,000 every time he does it.
That's oh, shit.
Yeah, you're only getting two, so
yeah.
Relax,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's your mark.
Yeah.
$5,000.
Exactly. Well, we're going to do a community centre. What is it? Community hall?
Yeah. Centre. How far even are we driving?
It's about an hour.
Okay.
Because it's sort of peak hour and...
Going up the Dandenongs.
Dandenongs, which is like a... How do we explain the Dandenongs to Mike? It's sort of... Traditionally, it was sort of a hippie place, but...
Isn't it a mountain range?
Yeah. It's a mountain range.
Yeah, they're hills, really. They're not mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know people who live there listening will be going, they're mountains, they're not mountains.
But it's hill people.
Hill people. And so you get that mix of hippies and then bogans.
The hills have eyes.
And then people that just love living up there.
Like strawberry-flavoured marijuana.
Oh.
They just love it and they go, oh, thanks for coming up the mountain. We don't get off the mountain much. That's what they say, stuff like that.
And it's going to be cold.
It's always several degrees lower than...
So it'll be freezing, it'll be hill people, they'll be old, we're in a community hall.
A lot of beards, a lot of wool jumpers.
I'll take a bullet up top as MC.
Because you're American, you're a little bit exotic.
Yeah.
That might be a bullet, they'll shoot you with salt. You'll be like, get up my land!
Oh, yeah.
But those places, is only a big divide between the greenies and then just the normal types that live there. They don't necessarily get on. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And also, it's got that touristy vibe because it's like a... There's the Cuckoo restaurant, which is the German-themed all-you-can-eat.
You can drive up there on a winter's night and see fuck all.
Oh, yeah. Like the show tonight.
Yeah.
Great show.
There's Mrs. Marple's tea rooms. And there's the lookout, isn't there, Brad? Which
there's
is a
lookout.
Where you would take... You know, your girlfriend up there in Pash in the car.
Oh,
yeah.
Plenty.
Did you climb up the radio tower?
No, I didn't know you could do that.
Well, actually, there was one tree hill. I've
done 1,000 steps. That's 1,000 steps.
No, there was a radio tower. We used to climb up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that legal?
No. But, we look back at it. It was the 70s.
Everything was... Cool.
Yeah, so everything was kind of semi-legal in the 70s.
But do you remember the haunted house? Was that in Olinda? There was this haunted house,
which
was legendary in the outer east, and people it got so famous that they did a live cross to Steve Izard's Tonight Show one time, because what would happen was they get like 50 to 100 young guys in cars just hanging out and trying to break into this house that they said was haunted.
To stay overnight, like a dare.
Yeah.
Why was it haunted?
It wasn't haunted.
Dead family or something?
It wasn't haunted. It was just like an old house.
Just an old shitty house.
But see, the Dandenongs is full of mystery. Like, the Cuckoo restaurant was run by this German guy who disappeared and was never found.
Yes. And he was the Prime Minister. Now that's terrible.
Mike, get ready, mate.
So one of us might die, is what you're saying.
It's like the Appalachian Mountains, just, you know.
Oh, yeah. So is it going to be like banjo playing inbreds?
No.
A little bit, possibly, but not too much.
Not really.
I mean, to live up there now, you'd need money, wouldn't you, Brad? There'd be pockets of...
I believe there'd be money tonight. I don't think you could just turn up with a couple of plucked chickens and some strawberry jam and go, I'll be in a city comedy.
Yeah. I want to get in. Anyway, they'll be right. It'll be fun.
No, but either it's confirmed when we do the gig, or we drive back and we go, we're completely wrong in our assumption.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to go through the whole torture of the gig. You listening at home or in your car?
Yeah.
In 10 seconds, the answer will be delivered to you.
Yeah.
This is merely a variation on hi ho,
hi ho. It's off to work we go. Well, keep listening to the debrief, because we were talking about great TV shows, Freaks and Geeks, because Mike was telling us about his high school experiences.
Yes.
Was it a positive experience?
Oh, yeah. I was a skate rat. I was in the skateboarding pop punk.
Where was it?
Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the Midwest, very...
Is it two Kansas Cities?
There is. There is Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, divided by the state line.
How did you know that?
Yeah.
Oaksy knows what, are they like? Is it like Albury-Wodonga, or are they totally separate?
No. It's like one big city divided by a state line.
Oh, and did you just cross the state line for fun?
We grew up like across the road from the state line, if that makes sense.
So it wasn't like a border like we have.
I mean, it is, but it's a road. So state line road intersects, and it's,
Well, I know that because one of them's got like one of the highest murder rates in the United States.
That would be the Missouri side.
Yeah. And so, you know.
It's like Springfield and Shelbyville.
Oh, great. Yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
The wrong side of the tracks.
And you were Springfield?
We were Springfield.
Yeah, right.
Cool. That's all right. Awesome. Well, keep listening. We'll talk more about Mike's experiences at high school. Mm. You're listening to The Debrief with Mike Goldstein, Brad Oakes and myself, Dave O'Neill. Keep listening because we will return. And we're back. Well, that was fucked.
Oh, brutal.
Brutal.
I got shot.
Oh, it's unbelievable. There's people chasing us and throwing...
We're doing all these chickens.
No, we're joking. We're still driving. We're funny. We're yet to go through Ringwood, mild territory. All right. It's a turn off. Where do we turn off? Bryony Road, mate. Bryony Road.
We're driving on empty.
So. We are driving on empty. We're rebels. Don't worry about it. Relax, everyone.
That'd be a great bit of music to play if we could afford that.
Oh, yeah. We'll be
driving
back.
Driving on empty.
Driving on empty. All right, yeah. We'll be in touch. All right, welcome back to The Debrief. We're just driving out of the Alinda Community Hall car park. And it went well.
What a gig.
It went very well. It's a bloody little bit cold, isn't it?
It's freezing. So cold.
I think one of us should just say, I'm just going outside. I may be sometime.
Yes. An Antarctica.
Yes.
Riff. But no, it was great. It was in this great hall that was a former elderly citizens hall.
And they all died.
Yeah,
it had that smell about it.
Oh, man.
They repurposed.
And there was about 70 people there, but it was a great night.
Yeah. So friendly.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Mike G here was emceeing, did a great job up front.
Yes, yeah, very good.
And talking to the crowd, to the ranger.
Oh, he was weird.
Oh, Mark.
He was so out to try and defeat you, too.
Oh, yeah, but he was just giving me... Well, I guess he was intentionally giving me nothing, but he was also just easy to make fun of because...
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Like, he actually really thought he was holding his own.
Yeah.
Yeah. But someone said to me afterwards, because I said, what are the issues, feral cats? And he wouldn't say anything because there are some big issues around here.
Yeah.
With animals. Dog walkers. It's a big issue.
Oh, that's an actual sensitive topic.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. They hate cats around here because the cats get out and kill the native animals.
Yeah, which they would prefer to do themselves.
And Brad did the first spot, and he did very well. And then David Rose, who organised the gig, did really well. Yes. And then I brought it home at the end.
Yeah, but we left David Rose at the gig, which is unlike us to leave a man behind.
Yeah.
What, were we meant to be driving it?
No. His girlfriend's there. They're from Alinda.
Oh, yeah. That was his parents that were still... This is the first gig I've ever done where at the end I had to ask the audience to stack their chairs.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Do you remember? I had to do that once. Lou Strom made me do that at the Armadale Hotel. He said, you got to ask the audience to stack the chairs. I said... I'm not going to do it. He said, you have to. And I said, all right, but you're not going to like how I do it. And I said, oh, they want me to, they asked for us to stack the chairs. Personally, I'd tell them to get fucked. And of course, what did I do there? I ended up helping them stack the chairs.
You stacked the chairs. Oh, there was David's parents there.
Yeah. Well, it was to save them doing work because they would set up the venue. So apparently... By asking them to stack chairs, it was less work for them at the end of it.
Now, that's the Cuckoo restaurant there.
That we just passed?
Yes, yeah. Mike G. That is famous in Victoria, well, particularly in Melbourne.
Why?
It's a German smorgasbord restaurant where you would go on very special occasions as young people, wouldn't you, Brad?
And not only that, back in the day when drink driving wasn't enforced.
Oh, so those were the days.
People would go there and get
long.
And we were on like a windy mountain road.
And then drive back down here, yeah.
It would have been even more windier back then too.
Less sealed than this.
Less sealed, yeah.
So that was part of the fun, was making it home.
But the cuckoo is full of mystery because the owner disappeared.
Ah, you said that.
And never found his body, yeah.
Shit. Yes, but they did find a very large schnitzel.
Yeah. people are in the. You go there, and we went there once, and Dad's like, "That same bloke's been cooking the pancakes for 30 years in his Lederhausen." And they have an Oompa band, you know, like a Oompa, Oompa.
Oh, yeah.
I did a gig there once.
I did a gig there too.
Cuckoo Comedy?
Downstairs in the base, there's a basement. Did you do it in the basement?
I honestly can't remember. I know it was horrific. It was really. Because there. It was one of those gigs, you know, when you go to do a gig in a restaurant, they go, "Oh, there's other people."
Yeah, yeah, but don't worry, they won't listen or.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
You know, I reckon that would be a great premise for a scene in a movie where there's like two parties going on in a big restaurant and both of them have got comedians.
Yeah.
Who don't like each other.
I went there once to have dinner or something, and then some woman said to me, "Do you want to come downstairs and do a gig for us?" I'm like, oh, yeah. But I don't think it went well by memory.
I've done that.
I went there for Christmas Day once, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, with my girlfriend's parents. It was years ago. And the guy gets up and makes his little speeches and jokes and stuff. And he goes, "And we've got a bit of a radio star here today." And my father-in-law's like going, "Oh, this is going to be you." Because I was on Triple R at that stage. And it was Keith McGowan.
Oh.
It was overnights. He used to do overnights on 3AW. And he was there with a table of listeners on Christmas Day.
Oh, fuck. Table of winners.
How bleak is that? Yeah.
Well, you said you had your 40th there.
Yeah, we went as a joke. We got a minibus.
As a joke.
Trying to be ironic. And we went up there. And we picked up people on the way, picked up mum and dad.
Yeah.
And like, this is going to be.
Some listeners?
No. This is going to be hilarious. Oh, and you go there and you're like, 10 minutes in, you're like, oh.
We're here now.
Yeah, we're here now. We've got to eat the food.
Yeah. Did you do a gig?
No, I didn't do a gig that night. But I remember the schnitzel being quite good. And this is Mrs. Marple's there. That's a famous tea room, Mark. Give me the whole tour.
Mrs. or Miss?
I think it's Miss Marple's.
Yeah.
Miss.
You're only doing 50, by the way?
I'm doing 60. Is it 50? Is that
it's 60 now.
It's 60, 50. Man.
It was 50 through there.
Anyway, the Dandenongs.
We should have made a night of it and gone to Cuckoo's before.
Yeah, and after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just here. Can we come back in?
Yeah. I don't know if I could do a gig if I was laden with sausage.
Oh, God. The Cuckoo.
Full of some kind of worst.
The Sassafras Tavern. No, I've never been there.
I like these places. They have an old school charm.
They do. It's like a kind of a spa town vibe, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of Blue Mountains in Sydney.
You get people who live up here. I knew this guy who was actually a singer performer at the Looney Bin.
Oh God, that's another theatre restaurant,
right?
But by trade,
named after mentally ill people. Looney Bin.
It's a good theme.
But by trade, he was a mountain man. He was a woodsman.
Oh wow!
And he and his mates
before hipsters.
Well, man,
had the beards and all
that. These are really hard men. What they do? He said to me one day, it was too wet to chop down trees. So what they did was one of them went into town. There's about six of them, and bought as many slabs as he could carry, and then they locked themselves in a shed and had a competition to see who could knock each other out.
What?
Yeah. Really? Jesus Christ.
Now that's a show.
That's a show.
Man. That's hard. Because Wurrie Yalloak's the other side of here.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're
Mountain men.
They're mountain men.
Well, did you see there was at least a few guys with the big bushy beards there tonight? The real mountain.
Yeah, looking. I saw a couple of ZZ Top.
Yeah. Yeah. Dudes.
On your old school chum was a bit.
Oh, Craig. He lived down the street from me.
Wait, was he the guy up the front?
No, that was a different Craig.
Okay.
No,
the two Craigs.
Did you see when I told him to shush and he got shitty with me?
What did he say?
When he was talking to you, when you were on mic, I've shushed him.
Oh.
And he goes, oh, and he looked at me and he was really hurt by it. And then a couple of minutes later, he comes over and he goes, oh, I don't think you're really here. I've got to shut up. I don't think you could have.
He lived down the street from us. I used to hang out with his brother.
Jesus, you've always had annoying neighbours.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, we're driving back. I've got to concentrate on this road here.
This is a treacherous road.
It is, isn't it?
I can't imagine being shit-faced and just bombing down this thing.
Oh, no, it'd be
driving
no good.
Truckload of nitroglycerin.
Be no good at all.
It's the wages of fear.
And you've just come back from Perth, Mike.
Yeah, I just did the Perth Comedy Festival, and then I got Sydney next week.
Could I just ask, is that the other Perth Comedy Festival? Because there's...
Well, now there's...
There's the Fringe.
Fringe, which is January or February mainly. And then this is the Perth Comedy Festival, which runs in May and used to be called something else.
Oh, it used to be the Wild West years ago.
Yeah. Isn't that coffee bloke who started?
Oh, that was a real clusterfuck. It was just a fucking bin fire of a festival. Oh. And he turned it over to someone else who
Greg
then...
Greg Coffee.
Yeah, that dude. Who now runs some kind of short film festival that no one gives a fuck about. Yeah, but there's all sorts of festivals spring up in Perth and then die out. There used to be a Rottnest festival.
Oh, yeah! Which were the gigs were rotten, weren't they?
Well, they were pretty fucked because it was just like this 3-night bender where people would go out to Rottnest Island and just get written off, fucked up. Just
try to get the quokkas.
Yeah, and the gigs were just you putting on spot fires, and one of the promoters got kicked off the island for getting drunk and taking shits everywhere but the toilet.
Have the culture ball to go.
Yeah.
I stayed in that house. He shat in the fucking shower.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
He shat in the hallway when I was there.
What? And he shat the bed.
He's got some problem. It's some fucking thing when he gets real drunk, he'll shit everywhere except the toilet. And they kicked him out of his own festival, off his own island. You heard it here first on the deep.
Imagine marrying him, that guy.
Oh, God.
Get married, I've got something to tell you.
You'd have to lock up all your booze.
He wanted to fight me, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's,
Western Australia, because you started comedy then, didn't you, Mike?
I did some gigs.
Well, you had your what do they say, your formative years.
My first paid gigs were Perth.
You always seem to be flying back to do bad corporates and stuff.
I get all the runoff the ones Peter Rosethorn refuses to do.
Yeah, because he lives there now. Yeah.
So if he refuses to do something, I think like there's a couple other people in line, and then it will go.
Just pulling over, let people pass. See these locals? See, they're getting angry behind me.
Right.
I get the locals pass.
Were they tailgating?
Did you see that? He just thanked you with his.
Oh, he's indicator. Yeah. No, I'll go roll tailgate them. No, I don't. Yeah, and so you often go and do these ones.
Yeah, maybe don't.
Well, I used to go
mining
back.
Stuff.
Well, there was a mining tour which Oaksy has done as well, with this fucking lunatic that runs it.
So this is where you have to camp.
Yeah, you got to camp, and then it's just
I just refused to camp.
Worth the money, and then once he stopped doing them 4 or 5 years ago, and then I was getting one-off offers from mine sites to fly out, do a one-nighter, get a shitload of money, go home. But now he's back.
He's back, ruining it again.
And he's ruined it, so all those gigs have dried up for the one-nighters.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's doing these, like, four-week. I think the longest I did was a 6-week
tour. Oh, Jesus.
And it was a fucking nightmare.
I did 3.5 weeks.
Oh.
You know, it's good for...
young comics.
Young comedians, you know, to just get up night after night after night. Yeah.
Die in the arse in front of miners.
Outdoors, in the middle of the desert.
They're not hard gigs.
I mean, occasionally they were pretty fucked. Those 7 a.m. ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, they have to do them at the end of shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was partly my fault, because I said to him, why don't you do the B shift as well as the A shift?
All right.
So you're the reason.
Well, it was more money.
Yeah.
Wow. Why cheat them, you know? But really...
It was all the worst conditions for comedy. 7 a.m., outdoors.
Fuck.
Terrible sound system.
All blokes, mainly.
All blokes.
Oh, and run by a fool.
He is a maniac. He'll just, like, he'll try to fucking just wear you down by just bullying tactics, but if you just give him shit back, he'll survive. But he's a real piece of work.
Sounds great. Comedy industry.
WA comedy is the Wild West. There's people shitting in tubs.
You'd rather be in Olinda in a community centre.
Oh, they were such a lovely, friendly crowd.
They were great.
No one under 40, I don't think.
No, there was a 2-year-old.
Oh, there was a 2-year-old.
A woman smuggled a child in.
Yeah, I don't think that kid paid.
No.
I thought that was very funny when I said that to her.
Yeah, that was funny, your joke. When you say you smuggled a child in under your...
Yeah,
well, she did have the kid under her jacket, basically.
She did look a little bit like she was trying to conceal it rather than nurture it.
Yeah. I didn't hear a peep out of that kid the whole time.
No, that kid must have fallen asleep, I think.
Yeah.
I was over here.
Ali was the name of the child.
Finnegan, isn't it?
And there was Harry, who I was talking to, who was an old guy.
Yeah, Henry. He kept calling him Harry.
Oh, was his name Henry?
Yeah.
That's so typical of you.
Yeah, typical
of
me.
At least it was starting with the right letter.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you got it.
But you guessed it. You guessed his name, but then once you got it right, you changed it.
Yeah, I changed it. So typical of me.
Oh, did you get one right?
I've guessed people's names before. It's not a problem. Because generally in our age group, Brad, they're either Peter, John,
I know,
David, Mark,
I was just laughing.
Alan, Ian.
I was just laughing because I thought, imagine if that was the only part of the podcast you heard. I've guessed people's names before.
I get them right occasionally. Oh, now we're on the flat. This is Infantry Gully here, Mike.
And this is a shithole?
No, this traditionally used to be a tough place. Well, Brad and myself have done gigs here at the Middle Hotel.
Yeah, the upper and the middle.
So there's three hotels. The upper, the middle, and the dip one down.
Right.
So,
lower.
And
I saw My Sense.
Yeah, they have a lot of rock bands.
Computer games.
Is there an Australian novel or something called Frentry Gully? I feel like I've heard of it before, but not me. Okay.
It's a train line, probably. Right. That's why you would have heard it. It's a biography. Yeah.
One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill.
So that's the Royals. Is the Royal in the middle or the upper?
No, the middle's down here further.
Royal looks actually kind of nice, but it's been fucking done up. Dead.
All these areas have been done up now.
It's Friday night and it's dead.
They're tough when we grew up. And coming up on the right is the home of Stylus Nightclub, which used to be the Swagman restaurant, which was the biggest theatre restaurant in the Southern Hemisphere for a long time. And the Village People played there. Kylie played there. I went along with my parents, and Kylie and Danny turned up and sang a song just impromptu with the band. That's what sort of it was show business.
Yeah,
in Frenchy Gully.
Yeah, okay. This kind of ties these two threads together. The mining tour I did was with Big Colin Cole.
He
tells all these fucking stories, and one of the stories was that he used to bang Danny Minogue. So that the little thread to tie the.
Well, it could be. Would you believe that, Brad?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah,
possible. Oh, yeah. Possible. He was bouncer for a long time, Colin Cole.
Back in the 80s, he was the number one bouncer in Melbourne.
Right.
He was known as Big Bird, and he used to bounce at the Richmond Football Club Social Club.
Well, he also said that the movie Two Hands is based off of him.
No.
Yeah, not so sure about that.
Yeah.
And also, occasionally you'd see him wearing a jockey outfit at a shopping centre, handing out things.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah. Chadston, And he was so embarrassed.
That's the middle, right there on the left. There we go, the middle hotel.
Right.
Well, you're listening to the debrief. We will return. I've got to fix this technical issue, I think.
Jack off on the side of the highway.
We're going to drop you off, Mike.
Okay,
catch you on your way home from FTG.
I'll get home from Lapine.
Hey, this is Dave O'Neill.
And Glenn Robbins.
And we do a podcast called Somehow Related.
And we talk about two random topics that you wouldn't think were related, but in actual fact, they are.
Yes, it's a great podcast. We love it. We listen to it ourselves.
Come along, join in. Don't bet, don't gamble, but
don't
learn
Google.
Something. And if you go to a dinner party, you've got a perfect way to start a conversation.
So many facts to bore people with on this podcast. Tune in, Somehow Related. We're back on the debrief. And Mike Goldstein, Brett Oaks.
Do you want to hit Burwood Highway and then skin on the Monash that way?
Or Frenchy Gully Road, mate. Frenchy Gully Road.
Yeah. Frenchy Gully Road, yeah. Lovely.
Good job, you guys. So I'll ask the questions. What went well tonight and why?
Look, I think they were receptive to crowd work, which I was...
You were doing a lot at the start.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, because I was surprised because... The guy who organized the gig was like, this will be the first comedy show any of these people have ever been to. And he was like, kind
of
like...
A couple of them would have seen Rodney Roode in the 80s.
No, a couple of them would have seen me.
Yeah.
And elsewhere.
Well, that's the thing. I think he was just kind of paranoid that he might have a rough one, or who knows. But they were receptive, so I thought that was fine up the top. And then it was just, it was easy going, and they were friendly and receptive. Right.
And what, so what went?
The sound of the lights.
Oh, good.
Worked, you know, despite my skimming.
Did anything go wrong?
No, not so much wrong. I just, it.
The sausage roll burnt my mouth.
Did you feel it was a bit odd that working into a completely sober room?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a dry. They didn't drink.
Completely dry. And usually I'll even have a couple drinks, so I was totally,
So we had the sausage roll.
Yeah.
That's why it always burns your mouth. You just didn't know it.
True. Yeah, yeah.
Were there any organizational hazards get in the way?
I was in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yes.
It's a long way to go, but not leave the state.
No, it wasn't as freezing inside that little hall. I felt bad for the people in the coffee truck outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
making their $3 a pop.
That, yeah, their coffee was nice. I had a hot chocolate; it was beautiful.
Oh yes.
And she used to make coffees at Miss Marple's. She was telling me at the tea room. It all goes back.
What do you think went well or went bad?
I think it all went well. I think everyone was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, generally those places, if they're paying to get in, and they'll have a good time. They're there for a good time.
Yeah.
Because it's that kind of the community vibe.
Well, I thought that they did. It was a good thing that they pre-sold those tickets, because given
the weather,
how shitty the weather turned, you know, had they just been bookings, they would not have turned up.
Oh yeah.
You know.
And how can we do better next time? Move it.
Oh, I could write some new stuff.
Quit comedy.
I don't know, maybe just, maybe I'd do some more YouTube stuff, like some more gotchas.
Little pranks.
Pranks.
Maybe I should get a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Get on the YouTube.
Yeah. We get the YouTube X on the podcast I do with Capper.
Oh, really?
And we've had a few big YouTube X on, and they're always like, you just should be filming this and putting it up. You know, you'll double, if not triple, listenership or people who are engaging with it. But then we're like, it's fucking, seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, you gotta be motivated, don't you?
Yeah, which we are, but I don't know. It's just like their mentality, the younger dudes, is just content. Like, just every day. And even if, like, you follow them on Instagram, you know when someone's got, like, 30 of those little links up the top?
Yeah.
Which is stories. It's just like, God damn it, you're living your life online.
And often they're living at home with their parents. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's very hard to be an on-edge comedian when you're at home with mum and dad.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when you see those failed selfies of the girls being really trying to be sexy in the mirror and their nonnas in the background.
Yeah.
Just staring at the camera.
What I've noticed is there's a lot of young dudes complaining about PC ruining comedy.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you haven't been around long enough to fucking make that statement.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And they're going, oh, I'm not getting on commercial TV because I'm too edgy. It's like, no, it's just you're 2 years in or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not funny.
Yeah, or that.
Yes, it's just, we're doing edgy stuff.
Yeah.
Doing edgy stuff. Talking about women and stuff and, oh, hang on, Mum, sorry. I'm recording a YouTube.
Don't come in.
Don't just in my washing, Mum. Just whack off.
Yeah. Don't come in, I'm wanking. No, you're not. You're YouTubing.
I just remember
which is
that.
Worse. It's a form movie of wanking.
You might remember that movie, CB4, with Chris Rock, mate.
Yeah.
And it's about these guys. He forms a gangster rap outfit.
Yeah, but they're like NWA.
Yeah, but he's from like a middle class background. And he goes home to his mum and dad. He's like, shut up, you bitch. And the mum just starts slapping him. Don't you speak to me like that, young man. Sorry, Mum. Sorry. Oh, God. All right. Actually, I gave someone a great tip the other day. They said their kid's listening to gangster rap.
Right.
And just she goes, you walk in his room, he's like 15, there's a lot of pussy and motherfucker. And I said, this is what I do with my teenager.
Yeah.
He likes to listen to, not that sort of music, but, you know, like bands like Imagine Dragon. Oh, these bands are not good.
Yeah.
And I just come in and I go, what's this? Oh, yeah, this band. Yeah, I think they're Christians. They're a Christian band. He's like, no, they're not. I go, no, they used to be Christians. Anyway, you enjoy the posse comb.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you just start playing it in your room and like really get into it. And they'll be like, fuck this.
That's plan B.
But then you got to listen to it.
Good times, good times. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast, guys.
Thank you.
And listen to Mike's podcast.
Phone Hacks.
It's very amusing. I've been on it.
Yeah, a couple times.
And last time you created an absolute frenzy.
Biggest Loser.
Yeah, you put a graphic of me on Facebook saying Celebrity Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
And people like Hughesy are ringing me up. Is this real?
Yeah.
Really on the celebrity?
Everyone was so quick to buy into that.
Oh, man. I had so many phone calls. And
I know. I could have won money on it to say to people, he's not going to do it. Not going to do it. I said,
number one, the show doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I said, A, his wife won't let him do it.
No,
B,
she wouldn't.
The money would have to be awesome, and see, you know, he knows pretty much, like, you know what they're going to do to anybody. Like, people said that to me when I lost weight. They said, oh, you should have done The Biggest Loser. And I'm going, do you know what they do? All they do is they follow me around and listen to me bitch and then put a bitch package together at the end of it. I'd be the most hated person in Australia.
Yeah, but you know what, it would be easier to lose weight on The Biggest Loser because you're locked in a house with professional trainers, and they give you healthy food.
Yeah.
And you don't have any of the distractions, like, you know, with me, it's kids and stuff.
And chicken shops.
And chicken shops and McDonald's.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're in a house with just healthy food and trainers, you're going to lose weight.
Would that be a good premise? Like, how about if they have Celebrity Biggest Loser, but then they have people like us trying to get food to you?
Yeah.
Oh, Biggest Smuggler.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
It's almost like a Belushi film, isn't it?
Well, I haven't been asked. There is no such thing as that, but I did get asked to be on Excess Baggage, where teamed a famous person with a normal fat person.
Right.
And then I got asked to be in Celebrity Fat Camp.
Well, wasn't there the Splish Splash one?
Celebrity Splash. I got asked to be in that.
Adam Richard did
Hole in the Wall.
That's the funniest. Let's throw fat people off a diving board.
Oh, no. Yeah,
he could just tell they just wanted a fat dude. Yeah, but he said his head still hurts from when he did it.
Oh, God.
Adam Richards, his head. Yeah, because they're diving from very high heights. And, you know, water's like concrete if you hit it wrong.
Surely that would just be accused of fat shaming now if they tried to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing the concept got up.
Yeah.
You know.
Was it all fat people or was it just anyone?
No.
Okay.
Josh Thomas was on it.
Ah, right. So we throw skinny weirdos.
Gay blokes get thrown. You wouldn't want to go out of people in there.
Jesus.
The water would go all flaky.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he did it, but he said he did it for the money, so.
Richards or Josh?
Josh did it for the money.
Well, Richards would have. I don't think anyone's doing it for the
glory.
Notoriety. Oh,
what's Josh doing now?
Who?
What's he doing now?
Josh Thomas got a show up in America.
Oh, right.
No.
Yeah, has he?
Well, I thought he had, Please Like Me.
No, he did a pilot for a new show.
Oh, right. Maybe he did.
I'm sure he did.
Because I haven't heard his name round town for about a year.
Are we still recording?
We're still on. We're going.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should say goodbye.
All right.
No, he's done a pop show. He's done a pilot. Anyway, he wasn't at the Olinda Community Hall. I sucked in.
Yeah, he wasn't there. Fuck. We don't even have to jump off a diving board to get that shit.
He's not a winner like we are.
Yeah.
Absolute winners.
Biggest winners.
Just drove past Caribbean Gardens, another great out-eastern suburb.
Somebody said to me recently, the Caribbean Gardens. Do you mind? Do you fucking mind?
It was like a bad theme park in the 70s, Mike, and they had a submarine and you go in it and they spray water on the window with a hose to pretend you're going underwater.
And they had double-decker water skiers.
Yeah.
See, this is like a trip down memory lane for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't know any of these places. Oh, yeah. I do want to go to Cuckoo's now.
The Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
The Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Just the Cuckoo.
The Cuckoo's. All right.
Yeah, don't say Cuckoo if you go there.
Cuckoo.
Go out there one Sunday. Go out there with your fiancé. Give her a bit of a treat.
I get uneasy in German smorgasbords.
Yeah, she'll bloody divorce. Wedding's off.
Does she like sausage?
Not so much.
I don't mean that. Sorry. I just mean just. Oh,
we got to go.
Yeah.
Phone Hacks and Brett Oakes. Thanks very much, Mike G from the Phone Hacks. Thanks, guys.
I'm
going in the back of the car now.
Yeah.
Phone Hacks. Hey guys, if you're looking for a new podcast, check out the Phone Hacks podcast on the Nearly Network, starring comedians me, Mike Goldstein, and Nick Capper. Capper, what's the premise?
Basically, we go through each other's phones, and we also have a special guest. We go through their phone as well, and we put out some hacks that really ruin each other's lives.
Yeah, it's highly entertaining, but it's been excruciating and anxiety-filled, so please enjoy our pain.
Phone Hacks.